Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And our next guest, good friend of the show, of course, throughout the postseason this past year, and I'm sure getting ready for what's going to be a big 2019 for him and all the Houston Astros, as we are just a few blocks from Minute Maid Park, Rich. It gets those baseball juices flowing, and good to talk right now to a friend of the show who is going to be at the TriStar Show on Sunday, February 10th. He will be there at 1:30 p.m. along with a lot of other sports luminaries here in town, and of course, baseball season on the horizon. Good to get a chance to talk to Houston Astro Tony Kemp joining us on the Triple Threat. Tony, it's Sean and Rich. How are you, man?
What's going on, guys? Love the fight zone.
Of course, as always. How you been, man? It's good to hear your voice. How's the off season going for you?
Good, man. You know, I had an interview yesterday, put on about 12 pounds in the off season, and feeling good for myself. And had a great trip to Europe with my wife for about 17 days, and went to 5 weddings. And you know, this is our first weekend back in Houston, and it feels good since October.
Hey, first weekend back in Houston, you're gonna be signing a bunch of autographs on Sunday. Where in Europe did you go?
So we landed in London, and then from London we went to Paris to Rome, and then Rome to Italy, and then we hit Pompeii, the Amalfi Coast, Sorrento, and Venice and Florence. It was unbelievable.
Wow, Venice is awesome.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's yeah, very cool.
It was.
Very
cool. I will say that my wife is one heck of a travel person. She knows how to put together a trip.
So essentially, you hit all the hotbeds for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I guess you could say that too. It was a fun trip. We love to travel, so to go to Europe for the first time was great for us.
Nice. Well, like as Sean mentioned, we've loved having you on the show, and we hope we can do it again. And last year was a lot of fun, not just for us, but I'm just going to assume for you, as you saw your most action in your relatively short big league career. You mentioned putting on the weight. Is that all that pasta you ate in Italy, or was that with a purpose?
So at the end of the season, I was about 160, and now I'm sitting right around 171, 172. So. Yeah, I knew that I needed to put some weight back on, because once the season starts, I lose it so quick, and especially once you get to the dog days of August and September, you're going to need that little bit of weight that you gain in the off season to help you out toward the end, so you have a little bit extra juice.
Okay, so when we last talked to you, you talked about boxing becoming part of your off season regimen. Did that help you put on some of the weight? Were you getting in there throwing some hands this off season at all?
You know what, I actually didn't get around to that, but I actually did do speed training, so I have to say that I'm working with this guy named Clyde that helped me out in college, so I can say that a lot of my success this offseason has been accredited to him, and getting my steps down, I can say I'm about a 2 or 3 steps faster now, eliminating some false steps, and being able to get in the weight room, get after it, and I think this next week we're going to start getting lives off pitchers and stuff to get ready for spring training. So, everyone's pretty excited. Had to go around to the caravan yesterday, saw a lot of fans, and was able to visit some hospitals, and hopefully made some kids' days that, you know, aren't going through they're going through kind of a tough time right now. But to be able to put smiles on those kids' faces means everything.
That's great to hear, and obviously a very rewarding experience. I was actually going to just ask you a baseball question, but since you brought that up, I'm guessing you have followed on social media the goings-on for Alex Bregman this entire offseason. We've commented on the show, Tony. It feels like he's sort of becoming the Astros' J.J. Watt. This guy seems to be doing good deeds everywhere, every day.
Yeah, I was able to see him. I was able to see him today. A couple of the guys, Correa, Mariznick, Bregman, they were working out at the weight room today. So being able to talk to Bregman and You know, the guy just wants to do good. And, you know, the platform that he's building for himself right now is, you know, it speaks volumes. You can tell that he wants to be a longtime Astro, and he's putting in the work right now to do that, especially coming off the 30 home run season that he had. And, you know, a lot of the things that he does, you know, the stuff for autism and the money that he raises and the events that he goes to, you could compare him to a smaller scale J.J. Watt, but I'm sure he'll get to that level one day.
Yeah, it does feel like that. Joining us is Tony Kemp, Astros outfielder. And Tony, as I mentioned, you played more last year in the big leagues than you ever have in 97 games. And I'm wondering at this early stage what your mindset is looking forward to the 2019 season. I mean, the fact is, it appears at least that Marwin Gonzalez, unfortunately, is not going to be a part of this team moving forward. No two teams in consecutive years are identical. And that's one less guy who kind of... I mean, you guys aren't similar players, but you play similar roles on this team. Do you give any thought to that mix at all as you enter a season? And what are your goals for 2019?
Yeah, hey, it's you know, Marwin's one of my good friends, and you know, I wish him luck wherever he goes. If he comes back, you know, that's great. And if he goes on and plays somewhere else, you know, I'll be rooting for him too. But you know, for me, it's the same. It's the same deal. Going to the season with the same goals and. Just be a better player than you were the day before and be a good teammate. And, you know, whatever you can do for the team is what you're going to have to do until you, you know, solidified yourself in that everyday role. And, you know, going into this season, I'm excited. And I felt like, you know, I put myself in a situation to where they know that I can contribute to the team. And, you know, I don't have any more options. So it's not like they can just send me back to AAA and there's no repercussions. It's, you know, if you don't want me on the team, then, you know, I get put on waivers and other teams are able to grab me. So it's one of those things that, for me, you know, I feel like it's a win-win situation. And, you know, yeah, I would love to play in Houston and I would love to, you know, battle my guys every day. But at the end of the day, it's a business. And, you know, the older you get, you see how it's ran. So, you know, at the end of the day, I would love to be a Houston Astro. But if I'm not an opening day with them, hopefully I'm opening day with somebody else.
Yeah, obviously we hope you're with the Astros.
For sure.
Incredibly.
And I don't think there's any doubt.
Yeah. Me neither. Me neither. Tony Kemp joining us on the show. So, Tony, the last time we talked to you, we were just a few days removed from the postseason. Now that we're a few months removed from the postseason, and you mentioned you've been talking to the guys, you guys have been on caravans and things like that. Can you just take us inside a little bit and talk about what maybe the hunger level is of this team, having had to watch somebody else get that trophy this past season when you guys were the ones lifting that trophy the season before? Is there a noticeable resolve within the team just based on how last season ended?
Yeah, it's one of those things to where the break that the Red Sox got, you know, last year in 18, we got in 17, so it was kind of passed along to them. I mean, you know, they won 108 games or whatever it may be, and, you know, they're a great team, so you can't take anything away from them. But, you know, after beating us, they went on to go win the World Series, and we could kind of tell that, you know, they were one of the better teams in baseball, if not including us. So being able to do that and understanding, you know, listening to some of the guys this offseason and having to hear, you know, how everyone's offseason is going, everyone's pretty juiced up to get back on the field. And, you know, once you get toward the end of January, early February, and, you know, workouts have become repetitive and, you know, you've kind of maxed out on your weight, where you're going, and there's only so much and so big that you can get. You kind of got that itch to get back on the field, and, you know, having the group text the guys and, you know, seeing how everybody's been working hard in the weight room, and everyone's been throwing some articles in there. And, you know, I think that's why this team is so good, just because we got a close-knit group. And, you know, I don't know how many guys in the big leagues has a group text with their whole team. So being able to have something like that speaks volumes. And I think everybody is just ready to go.
Wow, that is pretty impressive. So when things wrapped up last season in the playoffs, it was pretty clear that both Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve were not 100% physically. And I'm just wondering how much you guys are looking forward to getting those two guys back, presumably 100% healthy, and how big of a difference that will make for this team?
Oh, it's gonna be huge. I think that you know, going down into this season, into 2019, is it's gonna be special. The way we wrapped up last year, I mean, Altuve could barely run down first base, and you know, Correa's back was bothering him, and Bregman's arm hurt, and you know, it's 162 games, and that's not including spring training. And, you know, in that span, that's 184 days. So, you know, you got to make sure you take care of your body any means necessary. And to have those guys 100% is going to be great. You know, the things that we battled throughout the season, some people forget at a time. You know, we had Correa, Altuve, and Springer all out at the same time. And those are some pretty significant guys to be out of your lineup. And we still ended up with 103 wins. So to be able to talk about depth, to be able to talk about guys that can come off the bench like Max Stassi and Tyler White and guys that, you know, they could go off and play every day in the big leagues with somebody else. But, you know, I think that the Astros know what kind of talented players they have depth-wise that these guys provide off the bench. So, you know, going forward, I think everybody's excited, and I think we're ready to make a playoff push again.
Okay, I got a couple questions here based on a couple things you said during our conversation here, Tony. And we're talking to Tony Kemp from the Houston Astros. One, a group text that includes the entire team, how often does that thing go off notification-wise on your phone? I mean, is your wife ready to slap the phone out of your hands?
it doesn't ring off the hook like that, but it's more like updates, like, you know, when Charlie Morton was you know, got sent to the Tampa Bay Rays, he kind of sent a text and said, hey guys, you know, the media, it kind of went out quicker than I wanted it to go, but I'm gonna miss you guys, and battling each and every day with you was great. And then you have, you know, guys like Brian McCann, who before the news hit, he kind of told us that, hey, he's going to look in a different direction and go toward the Braves and be at home and, you know, be with his kids. And, you know, I think it's great, you know, having that communication. Sometimes you see guys up and leave and they just don't even say bye. You know, you can kind of see that these guys have a genuine attitude, a genuine personality about themselves. And, you know, that speaks volumes.
Okay, so when they're gone, are they off of the group text now? It's like when people leave our company, they're off of the email distribution. Or Charlie Morton, and are they off of the group text now? Or are they just sort of peripheral friends from a texting standpoint?
I'm not going to be the guy to take them out of the group chat. I'll let somebody else leave it up to them.
Okay, and now here's my other question.
Hey, JJ still had Ben Jones at the cabin.
He did. You're still verklempt over that, yeah. So, Tony, here's my other question. You said you went to 5 weddings this offseason?
Yeah.
Okay, were they all – how many of them were teammates?
Let's see. I think everyone was teammate. Anthony Gomez was a college teammate of mine. His was at the end of our Europe trip. Before our Europe trip was Mike Yastrzemski. His granddad is Carl Yastrzemski. He was my college roommate. His was early in November. Kirk Casale, December 9th, in Nashville at the Country Music Hall of Fame. Josh Reddick, Jekyll Island, that was last weekend in Georgia, and Tyler Heineman in Malibu, California, the weekend before.
Okay, so you were there when Josh Reddick and his bride came in with the WWE entrance. Can you give us the perspective of somebody in the room of that thing?
Oh, I was sitting front row. I was the main one. My wife, the video they used, Houston actually asked to use her video. So we were at the front table watching it unfold, and you know, I got to say that was the most fun wedding that I've ever attended. Just to be there, just to see Josh in his element. And, you know, I don't expect anything less. Reddick's one of my favorite teammates just because he speaks what's on his mind. And to come out in that entrance like that, everybody kind of had come out through like the bottom of the ballroom, and they came out through the top two entrances. And that was one of the best entrances I've seen at a wedding, I think.
Okay.
Didn't they also have a Spider-Man themed wedding cake?
They may have. Did they, Tony?
Yeah, it was half Spider-Man and half white, I think, and then they shoved it in each other's face. But the groomsmen all had Spider-Man socks on, so it was Marvel themed for sure.
Okay, because I'm getting married in a little over a year, and I think I've got clearance from my future bride that we can incorporate a WWE entrance somehow into our reception. So I'm glad that Josh Reddick kind of broke the seal on that.
Hey, he set the precedent. You got the go-ahead. You should. I would recommend to have a candy station. That's always a big hit.
Okay.
That's a good call.
We're going to do that. We may roll some cigars, too, just so we got everybody covered.
There you
good
go.
Call.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, we're kind of out of time, but I feel like we have an unfinished business here. We have so much more we want to talk to you about. We hope we can do it again really soon. I definitely have to ask you about college rooming with Yastrzemski's grandson. I don't think that came up last year.
Yeah, we'll ask him about that down the road. We got to make sure, Tony, we mentioned, too, the TriStar Show.
Yes.
How excited are you for February 10th, Sunday at 1:30?
Yeah, first we got the Kemp kids baseball camp this Sunday at Spring Sports and Education Complex. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 12. That thing's pretty much sold out, but fans are welcome to come by that. But I'm definitely excited for the TriStar Sports Show as well. To see fans come out from all over just to get autographs and stuff is awesome for me. But, man, it's crazy how our time always goes by. 15 minutes seems like 2 minutes when I'm talking with you guys.
Yeah. No, we'll do it again hopefully before you head out to spring training, Tony. We'll have to do that. But, hey, bump the camp one more time for the people who want to take part in that.
Yeah, so Kemp Kids is one of the things that, I decided to start just to help kids that can't afford, baseball equipment and want to learn how to play. So this January 27th, we're going to have it at the Spring Spirit Sports Education Complex. It's going to be at 8526 Pittner Road. And we're doing that 9 a.m. to 12. McDonald's is going to come bring breakfast for the kids. And we're just going to go out and have a good time. And I think, trying to make a difference in this world any way I can. And, I hope that these kids can take something in a way once we have this baseball camp. Hopefully they learn something. And if baseball is not on their mind, hopefully that they go to this camp and they can realize that, hopefully baseball can be in my future because you can actually make a good living out of it. So. Yeah. Just going to go and have fun with these kids and, try to brighten their day any way I can. So hopefully it's a good event.
Well, you're one of the best, Tony. So we appreciate you joining us, and good luck with that camp. Certainly the TriStar Show on February 10th. You can catch Tony Kemp at 1:30 p.m. You can find out the list of everybody who will be there at TriStarShows.com. Tony, great to catch up. We'll do it again with you soon, man.
All right, man. Guy, have a pleasure with you guys. If you want me on again, just let me know.
We'll hit you up for sure.
We will. Thank you.
We'll hit you up. Thanks, Tony.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.